Motion to have executive session back into regular session.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will be now back in regular session. Any possible action on executive session items?
Mr. President, as indicated on the agenda, there was an executive session for the purpose of personnel and job applicants' qualifications. As a result of that, it would be appropriate if a council member wanted to make a motion that it be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the selection and appointment of either A or B for the position of county librarian.
Okay, entertain a motion.
I would like to make a motion.
Green.
Please. But on which one, A or B?
I would like, do you mean to specify?
Yes.
I would like to make a motion to the selection and appointment of candidate A for the position of county librarian.
Okay, I have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
No.
Mr. Riley.
No.
I vote no. Motion defeated. Anybody else got another motion?
I would like to make a motion.
Okay.
To appoint candidate B for the position of county librarian.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
No.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Moore.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President.
I'm back in regular session.
Now is the time and place for me to read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County and its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reason for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once a record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. And Mr. President, find my slip here. The first hearing today is conditional use number 2252 on behalf of Delaware Electric Co-op. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 9.1 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest corner of Plantations Road and Cedar Grove Road, which is Sussex County Route 283. The 911 address is 34139 Cedar Grove Road, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 2.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, comments that have been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. I would note that there were no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and zero mail returns. The application was subject to a hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of May 27th of this year. At its meeting of May 27th, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the four reasons and subject to the five recommended conditions outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of the minutes of both of those meetings and a copy of the motion is included in Council's packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council?
Questions? No, we're good.
If not, is there a representative of the Delaware Electric Co-op here?
Mr. Nielsen here.
Yes, if you'll come forward, please.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mark Nielsen. I'm Senior Vice President for Delaware Electric Cooperative. As Mr. Whitehouse pointed out, this is a conditional use application for a proposed substation located on Cedar Grove Road. As you notice, the property, majority of the property is located along Cedar Grove Road, a small portion on Plantations Road, which is pretty much useless to us. It's a 9-acre parcel. We'll probably be utilizing about 4 acres of that for the substation. The substation is required for two purposes. One, to serve existing load. So we've got existing load in that particular area that we need to provide additional reliability to. The second is to provide service to new load growth in that particular area. As you well know, that particular area from Plantations Road west and north and south is either slated for growth or is potential for growth and development. About a mile south of this particular site on Plantations Road across 24, it'll be Warrington Road. You have the new BB Hospital, which will be our largest customer when completed in terms of electrical load. So it'll be about a 4-megawatt load that this substation will provide service to. So provide load, reliability. why this particular property? You can't really see there, maybe a little bit of shadows. But if you're familiar with Cedar Grove Road, there are some very tall poles there. Those are not ours. Those are Delmarva Power and Lights. that's their transmission line. That's what we have to interconnect to provide service to a substation, to provide electric delivery service. Locating it approximate or close to that particular transmission line saves us pretty much millions of dollars. The further away from a substation you get, the further you have to extend the transmission line and those tall lines to the existing substation. So that's where we propose to take delivery service, and it's adjacent to that particular transmission line there. So that'll save us plenty in terms of dollars and expense to our membership. So that's pretty much the location to it, as far as the location, the reasons why. And with that, I'll turn it over to Alex Schmidt of our engineering firm.
Afternoon, commissioners. Alex Schmidt with Century Engineering. We're the engineer of record representing DEC for the application here. The substation is about 2 acres in size with a gravel lot. The only actual pavement will be the entrance right off the road. That's within the DelDOT right-of-way. We've gone through all of the initial discussions and pre-submittal applications with all of the agencies. DelDOT actually have indicated they have no issue with this. They've told us we can actually go through a district level permit instead of having to go through their PDCA and the subdivision process. We've talked with Sussex Conservation District about the stormwater. The site is ideal for infiltration. We've already performed all of our geotechnical evaluation, indicates that infiltration is highly feasible here, and we've progressed far enough along the design that we feel confident that we'll be able to make that work. Utilities in the area, the most important one, of course, is the electric. Mark mentioned the site does not have water or does not need any sanitary sewer or septic, so there's no issues with any of that. We've also spoken with Jamie and his staff about the use of the site, and no issues other than the conditional use were identified. So as far as the engineering analysis goes, it's an ideal site for a substation. It's probably one of the better ones that we've had to do a substation on. So I think with that, we're ready if you guys have any questions.
Any questions to council? Any questions to council? Any questions?
Okay.
We're good. Thank you.
Did you have anything else to add?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening in remotely who would like to opine on this application? Thank you, operator. Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record on this.
Close the public hearing. Is it okay with council? Close the public record. And Mr. Moore, read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 9.1 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 4 with conditions 5A through E.
Pleasure, council.
Prefer adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Rowley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes. Based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
Based on planning and zoning's reasoning, I also vote yes.
Mrs. Green.
Vote yes based on the recommendation from planning and zoning.
I also agree with planning and zoning's reasons and conditions. I vote yes. Motion carried. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 22660. Mr. Boyhouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for gunsmithing to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 0.96 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Plawn Road, which is Sussex County Route 600, approximately 0.5 mile northeast of Sugar Hill Road, which is Sussex County Route 599. The 911 address is 10213 Fawn Road, Greenwood, and the tax parcel ID is District 430, Map 11, Parcel 70.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, a letter and sketch plan that have been received from the applicant, a copy of comments that have been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. There were no letters in support or in opposition, and 2 mail returns. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of May 27th of this year. At its meeting of June 10th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 8 reasons and subject to the 6 recommended conditions outlined within the Commission's motion. And, Mr. President, a copy of the minutes for both of those meetings and a copy of the motion is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Questions? Good.
Okay. Is the applicant or his representative here, please?
Good afternoon. My name is Scott Rust. I'll be speaking on behalf of Mr. Wisman. Ronald's conditional use is for you, more or less a hobby type operation as far as cerakoting. Everything will be done within his existing footprint of his small pole building. There's no outside storage of equipment or materials or anything like that. And he also agrees to comply with the, I believe, 8 stipulations from planning and zoning. There's no contention with any of those requirements. So if so desired, then he would seek approval.
In looking at the application, it indicated to me that there was really no gunsmithing. It was more like re-bluing barrels, maybe parkerizing or matte finish barrels. Is that correct?
So that's correct. Any repairs to any sort of firearms or anything like that actually goes to a licensed gunsmith. He's kind of partnered with someone that he refers business to back and forth. So if there's anything that's noticed is damaged, it goes to a gunsmith to be repaired. This is his function, is, as you stated, is basically disassembly, refurbishing firearms, removing its coating, restoring its finish, buffing, what have you, and then reapplying its finish to restore it to a new or better than condition.
Okay.
Any questions, Council?
Okay. Do you have anything else to add?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone in attendance that's in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, could you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this application? Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on the matter. If council desires, close public record.
Close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. And Mr. Moore, read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for gunsmithing to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 0.96 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through F.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion, Mrs. Green.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Based on recommendation from planning and zoning and your testimony here today, I vote yes.
Mr. Preston.
I vote yes based on the reason given by planning and zoning and the testimony today.
I also vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions.
I also agree with the reasons and the conditions. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
And next case, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2280, filed on behalf of Covered Bridge Inn, LLC. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an events venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 98.6 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Fisher Road, approximately 0.38 mile west of Hopkins Road. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 10, Parcel 69.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, including some elevation drawings, a copy of comments that have been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, a copy of a letter that has been received from the State Fire Marshal, and I would note that there were no letters in support or in opposition and zero mail returns. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of May 27th of this year. At its meeting of June 10th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 9 reasons and subject to the 3 recommended conditions outlined within the motion. And, Mr. President, a copy of the minutes of both of those meetings and a copy of the motion is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions? If not, if you'd like to come forward, please.
Good afternoon.
Hello. I'm Ingrid Hopkins with Hopkins Heartland, also known as Covered Bridge Inn, representing for the expansion of my wedding venue onto additional farmland preserve land. And it was a little bit of a journey to get here with ag land preservation. But if I might say, now that it's done, it really has opened up an opportunity for next generation farmers to have business opportunities and keep that farm preserved and continually put it into the preservation and have profitable businesses to hand down to next family members.
So they have signed off on it?
Yes, I have it. I emailed it to you, Jamie, this afternoon, but I brought hard copies as well. Everybody's happy. Farmland preservation, county council, planning and zoning, we're all good.
Very good.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to add? What you're doing there, or is it sufficient with what's in the record?
It's a one-day wedding and events venue, just in supplement to my three-day venue, using existing farm structures, nothing new. It's all been through Agland Preservation's guidance to make sure that the farm is still crops and the buildings remain.
So this, I mean, I've been to the event venue, and it's nice.
Thank you.
But you weren't in farm preservation before you started the event?
We were.
Venue. Now you've placed it into preservation?
No, it was in farmland preservation always.
So they worked to get this allowed in farm preservation, okay. Right?
Yes, I just kind of put my permitting process in the wrong order, where I should have done farmland preservation first. Okay. I did planning and zoning.
So what are we approving specifically today, then? The
events venue conditions.
Conditional use events venue.
Right.
Okay. I mean, it's been open for a while, though.
The Covered Bridge Inn has mm-hmm. been and got the conditional use. This is a second.
This is across the road and up some.
This is a one-day thing. Oh, it's a three-day thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a separate venue itself.
Yeah, because some of that stuff is not in my packet.
So if I can assist Mr. Riley, so this parcel actually has a conditional use as well, and that actually went before council in 2019. So that's the other conditional use that already has approval and is operational. So we're actually looking at this parcel.
We're going to be adding that in. And what's going to occur on that parcel?
Weddings in an existing farm building. Where farmland preservation had trouble was that I added a bathroom. So I expanded the footprint of the original farm building. And that was not previously allowed, and now it is through legislation.
Got it.
Very good. Okay. Do you have anything else to add? Any other questions? If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, would you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this issue?
If
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
Close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Ask Mr. Morgan a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an events venue to be located on certain parcels of land, lying and being in Lewis, Rehoboth, 100, Sussex County, containing 98.60 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning 1-9, with conditions 10A through C.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes, based on recommendation from planning and zoning.
Sorry.
I vote yes, based on planning and zoning's recommendations with the condition.
All three of them, the reasons and conditions, I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Good luck.
Have a good afternoon.
Farm is beautiful.
Okay, we're going to back up on our agenda. Who walks the door first, Mr. Lawson, Mr. Medlars, or Mrs. Jennings?
Or I can read the zoning ordinances to be introduced.
You do read that while waiting on somebody. Read them, that'd be a good idea. Yeah, let's see for a minute, sir.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 72 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Riley, introduce it.
The next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for an outdoor marketplace with similar activities and off-site parking to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.247 acres and 0.327 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Hudson, introduce it.
The next one's in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for contractor flex space to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 7.12 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Riley, introduce it.
Next one is also in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for the expansion of an existing campground to include an amenities area for the storage of kayaks, canoes, and equipment, and for a campground sign to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.33 acres and 3.08 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Riley, introduce it.
And the last one is also in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and GR general residential district to an AR1 MRRPC agricultural residential district and medium density residential district, residential plan community for certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 29.07 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Riley, introduce it.
That's all.
We'll go back on the agenda to Mr. Lawson's administrator's report, but prior to doing that, we certainly want to recognize past Councilman Sam Wilson came in the room. Welcome to have you, sir. Good to see you. Good to see you.
Steve still got your job.
Yeah. Keyword there is old. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. County Administrator's report for July 13, 2021. Item one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet Monday, July 19, at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Admin Offices West Complex, 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. A copy of the agenda for the meeting is attached. Item two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Bayless Estates Phase 1B construction record received substantial completion effective June 29. Item three, a reminder that council will not meet on July 20, and the next regularly scheduled meeting will be held on Tuesday, July 27 at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlars, come forward. You almost got missed.
Whew, that would be terrible.
I'm telling you. They kept saying, move on, move on.
Double up.
No, the county administrator was so kind to alert me while I was meeting with my...
Somebody had to alert him.
Well, I was meeting with Mr. Costello on your assigned tasks. So first one up is the South Coastal Project. And as I told you the last time, where we talked a little bit about how we deal with these various items as they come up, and you can see the two which came up were fairly interesting ones, had to do with the competitive bidding of the blowers, which brought to light a fact that which was not known prior to the submittal process, that the blowers selected, much cheaper than the other ones, require a direct venting to the outside, versus the other ones are internally vented and use the ventilation system of the room. So that required some ductwork changes. And the other one was as you can see, the screen structure which we had purchased and were and we're ready to be manufacturing, the channel, the other channel we're going to use has a step in it. You can't see that step underwater, and it was never shown on the drawings. So once we drained it out and bypassed the screen structure, we say, well, there's a channel, a step in there. So all of a sudden, our screen was 18 inches too short. So these things, I guess, I don't know how you call it. We call that differing site conditions. There's sure. The first one is not a differing site condition. That's more like a detailed design difference between the two, but the second one definitely is. So between the two, we got, again, the contractors are extremely conscientious and fair in providing that pricing for the change orders. I'm very, very pleased with our contracting team at South Coastal. I can't say anything else. So we have a recommended motion to address these two items. We're working through a couple of electrical items. I'll bring them forward in a few weeks.
Motion.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department of change order number 12 for contract C19-11 South Coastal wastewater regional facility treatment process upgrade number 3 and Rehoboth Beach wastewater treatment plant capital improvement program phase 2 general construction be approved, increasing the contract amount by $14,700.07.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Finally, the motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The next one up is the approval of the amendment to the Davis Bourne and Friedel Miscellaneous Engineering Base Contract, and that has to do with the FEMA project you have approved in June. And we have confirmed, you remember you had some conditions attached to the approval of the FEMA project. We have confirmed it is 100% federally funded, and we have confirmed the base flood elevation, which we are supposed to use. These were two items we needed. The funding was a contingent pace on your motion. The other one was contingent for our design. So since I have that, I solicited the engineering firm to give me a proposal not to exceed. It covers various phases, including the construction phase. It is an hourly based on the rate which you previously approved. So that's already on the books. What we have here before us is a full service piece, which includes the structural, electrical, mechanical, as well as the survey for the site. So I expect it to be about 30,000, but we are approving 35 not to exceed. So Mr. Reen was here earlier, he's back today, and he felt like he needs to show his support.
There you go.
So we do have a motion for you to consider.
Okay.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number 4 to the 2019 Miscellaneous Engineering Base Agreement with Davis Bourne and Friedel Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $37,500 for engineering services associated with the flood mitigation effort at tax parcel 234-25.00-2.00.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Next.
Next one is the third round of the general labor and equipment contract bid. You know, you had previously looked at this, and on the May 25 meeting, council approved the rejection of all bids on the previous round. And that had to do with our concerns about the response times. So we modified the best value, we held the test mobilizations, re-advertised the whole project, had another pre-bid meeting, and in the end, we had two bidders, very, very close, and we were evaluating bid pack A, which was the general work, bid pack B, which was the drilling work and the jacking and boring work. And we looked at it on an individual award basis and on a joint award basis. On the individual award basis, contract A would have been would have been in the one hand of one contractor. Bid package B would have been in the other. If we looked at it on a joint basis, the point difference on a 100-point scale was less than 2 points. So I did not feel very comfortable going either way, because obviously there was reason for us to look at this and evaluate it carefully. So I contacted the company and said, we should look at a joint award because that allows us to also evaluate the performances against each other. And when it comes to renewal next year, we can gauge who performed better or equally on contract A. And rather than going for a less than 2-point award on the joint one, so I discussed it with our finance director. She feels that it's always good to have a competitive approach, especially on a big project like this, where we can then evaluate the performance. So we have an unusual recommendation. In the one is very clear, award bid package B was a clear point, it was a significant point difference on bid package B, and make a joint award on the bid package A for 50% of the average, which means because they were close in bid price, add the two together and say everybody gets 1/2 of the average total. So that will be our recommendation. I have a motion for this, but because it's unusual, I wanted to give it a little bit more background, why we're here and how we got here.
Sure. Read this motion.
Read the motion.
See what it says.
Be moved based on the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments that bid package B for contract 22-01 FY 2022 general labor and equipment contract be awarded to Georgian Lynch Incorporated in the amount of $1,140,617 and bid package B be awarded at approximately 50% in the amount of $2,250,000 even each to Georgian Lynch Inc. and JJID Incorporated.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Next, sir.
And the reason, Mr. President, I said approximately because I rounded it. It's not exactly 0-0. Next one, we are very pleased. We're moving on to the next phase in Herring Creek.
Wow.
What a lift to get that Delta permit for Banks Road. But we do have it. This is the last component of Herring Creek, which has a Delta piece. Once we're out of here, we are moving into Winding Creek Village, last phase, all private roads.
Wow.
So having said that, so this one here is actually broken down. This piece itself is broken down in the Delta component on Banks Road and everything else. So that's phase one and phase two.
Okay.
So we had significant interest. We were below estimate, which was, I was very surprised.
Mr. Wilson just smiled when you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Below estimate.
Below estimate. And the only reason debriefing a number of the companies I know personally well comes down to several of the large utility companies needed a large project for the utility crews. So site crews are extremely busy, paving crews are extremely busy. We were at the right place at the right time. We were about 5% below budget. And we were able to lock this price in, and that is a USDA project, so we have to place the award based on contingent upon USDA approval.
Sure.
But so very glad. We're moving into the next phase. I expect to have one more bid this year for the last phase of Herring Creek.
Wow. Please motion, please, sir. That's a great.
And you can see we had a number of bidders, which also was very good.
Oh, yeah.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract S20-08 Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District South Gravity Sewer Enforcement be awarded to Teal Construction Incorporated for their total bid of $4,242,738 contingent upon USDA concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take a look, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'm again motion carried. Next, sir.
Next one is Marlbury Knoll, which strangely enough is also a Teal construction project. So we were finalizing the, remember that was, we broke that one out in the pump station bid and force main and the collection system bid. And that had to do with the right-of-way acquisitions and a lot of the permitting interaction back and forth. That is also a DLDOT permitted project, by the way. So after it was all said and done, we initially bid out the pump station project with two alternate connections. Once we finalized the gravity system, we could eliminate one of these alternate connections, which would turn into a discount on the unit pricing side, and asked Teal to give us a change order to implement the second one and extend it further. So when you look at this in the big picture, it actually works better for the bid on the gravity side to issue a change order to the pump station side, because that takes about a couple hundred feet of the deepest sewer out of that project and lets us complete that road section on Marlbury Knoll Road under the pump station contract. So it makes a lot of sense. It's actually supported by the DLDOT team to approach it that way. And so we have a change order proposal for the Teal contract, and then that particular work will not show up obviously in the construction of the gravity bid.
Right. Please read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number one for contract S20-14 Marlbury Knoll Pump Station Force Main be approved, increasing the contract by $89,840.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Wiley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be in the motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mrs. Jennings, we're down to you.
Thank you, Mr. President. First grant request is Contractors for a Cause Foundation. They're requesting $20,000 for aluminum ramps for the Helping Hands program, which benefits low-income Sussex County residents in the Lewis to Fenwick areas. Last grant awarded this organization was $1,000, which was $500 for Mr. Hudson and $500 for Mr. Riley in 2019. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
I would like to donate $1,000 to my Council MAC account to Contractors for a Cause.
Motion.
I'll do
$500. Okay. Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Riley, to grant $1,500 to the Contractors for a Cause Foundation, LLC, for the purchase of aluminum ramps for the Helping Hands program, being $1,000 Mr. Hudson's Council MAC account and $500 Mr. Raleigh's Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I'm a yes. Motion carried.
Okay, next one, Town of Delmar is requesting $6,000 for the memorial stone marker in honor of Corporal Keith Heacook. The last grant awarded this organization was $500 from Mr. Riley in 2020. Mr. Riley, placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I am going to do $2,000. I have approval from Councilman Shaver to spend some of his money.
Yeah.
$1,000.
Yep.
So, and anyone else who wants to join in,
I would donate $1,000 as well.
Mrs. Green.
And I will donate $1,000 from my council money.
As will I. So now you got your six.
That's $6,000.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $6,000 to the Town of Delmar for Memorial Stone Marker in honor of Corporal Keith Heacook, being $2,000 Mr. Riley's council money account and $1,000 each other council money account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Town of Blades is requesting $600 for their national night out expenses. Last grant awarded this organization was $600 in 2020. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
So I make that motion to grant $600 from my account.
I will be glad to spend your money.
I have a motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $600 to the Town of Blades for the national night out event expenses from my Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yes.
Okay, the next one is ITN Southern Delaware. They're requesting $3,000 for back on the road operating expenses. Last grant award of this organization was $1,000 from Mr. Hudson in 2019, and Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer says he would grant $1,000 to his council bank account. Anyone else? Is that it? That's it?
That should be
okay.
It.
Okay. Need a motion to do that.
So moved.
Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,000 from Mr. Shaver's council bank account for ITN Southern Delaware for operating expenses. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is Little League Baseball for Nanticoke Little League. They're requesting $1,500 for the replacement of a stolen pitching machine. Last grant awarded this organization was $2,500 from Mr. Vincent in 2011. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
If someone make that motion, grant $1,500 by council bank account.
I will make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Grant $1,500 to the League Baseball Incorporated for equipment replacement of Nanticoke Little League from my council bank account. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay. Next one is Bridgeville Apple Scrapple Festival is requesting $6,000 for their 2021 festival event expenses. Last grant awarded to this organization was $3,000, which was $1,000 each from Mr. Vincent, Mr. Wilson, and Mr. Riley in 2019. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
So I make the motion to grant $6,000, make $3,000 from my council bank account, and $15 from Mr. Riley's, I think.
Yes.
And Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $6,000 to Bridgeville Apple Scrapple Festival for event expenses, being $3,000 from my council bank account, $1,500 from Mr. Riley's council bank account, and $1,500 from Mrs. Green's council bank account. Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'm again, motion carried. Next.
Okay, and the last one is Westside New Beginnings is requesting $8,929 for community safety and community center expenses. Last grant awarded this organization was $5,500, which was $1,500 from Mr. Burton, $3,500 from Mr. Hudson, $500 from Mr. Riley in 2020. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
I would make a motion to donate $3,500 to my council manic account.
I think Mr. Schaefer would donate $500.
That is correct.
Anyone else? Okay, motion, Mr. Hudson. Second. Mr. Riley?
Yes,
I'll say. Grant $4,000 to Westside New Beginnings for community safety and community center expenses, being $3,500 from Mr. Hudson's council bank account and $500 from Mr. Schaefer's council bank account. Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
And Mrs. Green?
Yes.
And Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Council member comments. Council member comments. Any motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I am a yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.